Welcome, welcome everybody to the very first episode of Right Click, the newest podcast brought to you by Right Side Media. My name is Logan Bird, also known as Birdman, and I cannot wait to tell you about this new podcast because this is a totally different foray into something that you probably weren't expecting here at Right Side Media. So that's what this episode is going to be about. This very first one is going to be a bit of a condensed version of what you can expect down the road. Now, this podcast is going to be centered around the gaming video game industry. Now, even if you don't care about video games or know nothing about them, don't turn away yet, because I am going to break all of this down and why it's connected to Right Side Media. And it's a really cool story, and I'm just super ecstatic to tell you about it. So, without further ado, here's the breakdown. I have been making gaming videos for as long as I can remember. I'm in my mid-20s and I've been doing this since early teenage years, very early teenage years. And I found this opportunity to bridge a gap between generations, truly generations who either don't care about politics, care a lot about politics, don't care about gaming, or care a lot about gaming. And this podcast is the embodiment of what is said constantly here with Right Side, is there are more of us than there are of them. And I think that there is no better way for me to talk about that than through gaming. And that's really where this applies to everyone. You know, politics have gotten in every facet of life, even in places that we don't really expect it. A perfect example of that is movies. The movie world right now is wrought with leftism, leftist ideologies, and let's be honest, just a blanket corruption of what used to be a very encapsulating media. Now, in my opinion, I believe video games have taken that format for a lot of people, because I know a lot of people, young and old, who play video games. Modern video games, who grew up playing video games, talk about things like the Super Nintendo or the Atari or whatever. But what used to be, as what I called it, an appropriate escape, is turning into something much worse than that, and it's being used as an improper education tool, which we're actually going to cover that, and just a myriad of misconceptions about what gaming is, or at least, in my opinion, what it should be. Well, here's where I want to break this down. I want to use this podcast as a way to talk about an industry that I love and adore, and something that I've been in my whole life, and I want to use this opportunity to talk about how much it affects our culture and society as a whole, just like I said, just like movies once did, and still do to a degree. Now, that's where I feel like this podcast has the unique opportunity to bridge a gap of generations that may not ever even come to the table for a discussion. And I think that's what's really beautiful about what we're doing here. And a perfect example of that, and this is actually what the first real honest-to-goodness episode is going to be about, but my favorite game series of all time is Assassin's Creed. It's been known as a mostly historically accurate game series because it's based around historical settings. Now, as of this year, they have fully dove down a different rabbit hole and are wanting to corrupt and literally rewrite history. Now, you have children playing that. Now, in the same way that we boycotted things like Netflix and Disney Plus for blatantly twisting the minds of children, you're seeing this on an even more widely accessible and sought-after medium, i.e. video games. Now, that is something I'm very passionate about because I have grown up doing this. I'm in the career field that I'm in now because of video games. I have done things that we're going to talk about in this that have molded who I am as a person. And individually, it breaks my heart to see this. And that's really That's the thing I'm most excited about, because we're going to have fun with this. We're going to talk video games. We're going to talk news. But this is never going to isolate a generation or a group of people who may not understand, or, and that goes for both sides. Young people who do nothing but spend time playing video games, who don't care anything about politics, and they don't care how they're being affected without even knowing. And then on the flip side of that, a generation perhaps that doesn't play video games or thinks that they're just brain rot, maybe it's time to come to the table and meet in the middle and say, hey, here's where video games are in our society, here's what's happening, and here's what can be, and at one point, what used to be. And that's what I'm most excited about. And this is going to be an awesome, unique journey that we're going to go on with this. And I want to just kind of break down quickly what you can expect on a week by week basis, because as of right now, it is going to be a week by week basis. We're going to do this once every week, and there's going to be accompanying articles and things that are going to go up as well. And I assume by the time this goes up, that my first article will also be up as well. However, just past that, you can also expect roughly about 30 minutes, give or take. You know, some topics are going to be shorter or longer. This is probably going to be a shorter video as I sit here, just because I want to give you a little bit of background on me. Now, I think that's important because this isn't just something, oh, I want to talk about and we're going to go with it. No, like I said, this is something I've done my entire life, and I do believe I have a fair bit of credibility to speak on these topics. So with that, it is worth noting that, yes, I have been in this industry my whole life, sure, but I have done things in this industry that most people don't even know about, frankly. I've worked for game studios. I have competed competitively, like competitive Call of Duty is the main thing, which I'm about to talk about. And that's the thing I think that's going to make this a little bit more unique, is I have done podcasts, I have done YouTube channels, and I've managed YouTube channels about the gaming industry. And this podcast does something that none of them, no other podcast, no other YouTube channel, anything revolving around gaming is willing to do. And it's call out the crap. There's no other way to put it. It's call out the crap. Because, as I mentioned, leftist ideology has taken something that was, in my opinion, pure and tainted it. Now, let me give you some backstory on my journey through this and why I came to that conclusion. Well, in about 2013, I was somewhere in the ballpark of 15 years old. I think that's about right. And I did, like every kid in my generation, every boy in my generation, I played Call of Duty just for fun. It was the number one game at the time, and to most degrees, it's still the number one game. But I remember for the first time in 2013 watching X Games. X Games include gaming. And it was not something I ever expected. It was literally me scrolling around on YouTube, and I saw a live stream, or on Twitch rather, a live stream of X Games streaming a competitive Call of Duty tournament. Now, what I didn't know at that point was that this had been a thing for ages. I mean, for years, people had been doing this, and I had no understanding of it. So I loaded into this stream, and I watched what is not now my favorite team, Optic Gaming, win X Games gold medals. And they did that twice. 2 years in a row, I believe, they did that. And it was absolutely insane, because I looked at that and what they were doing, and they were playing the same game I was playing, and I watched the things that they were doing and the stat lines that they had, and I remember going the next day to school and pulling some of my friends and going, hey, have you heard about this? Go look at this, because I think we could do this. 15 wanting an X Games gold medal, I think that's a pretty cool aspiration. But in all seriousness, I remember looking at that and talking to these guys and going, hey, we're really good at this game. That's one thing that we talk about a lot, is that we're really good at Call of Duty. Well, one thing led to another, and we started dipping our toes into competition. And as time went on, that was something that we sunk our teeth heavily into. As a matter of fact, right behind me, this controller right here, this is the controller that I had and competed with my entire career, really up until I retired in the Call of Duty World War II time frame, in that season. But the coolest thing about this is as we did this, we ended up becoming top 50 in the world. I signed a contract to a team. I did all of these things that I had seen these very influential people in this realm do that I never thought I would get the chance to do, and I did. And then into my late teens, I get an internship with a game studio, and that game studio was working on a top 100 in the world game at that time, and it was a first-person shooter, very similarly inspired by Call of Duty. And it was an internship. I was happy to be there. It was cool to say I was working for a game studio. However, I wanted to prove myself. And, you know, time went on, and for the first couple weeks, I just tried to learn what I could and make connections where I could. And in those first couple weeks, we had a meeting where they told us, hey, tomorrow there's going to be the first official playtest of this game. And it was really nothing more to test than just testing the servers and making sure the game could actually function. It really wasn't much more than that. However, what I learned very quickly was that this game was actually being transitioned from a PC, a computer format, to a console format, i.e. a PlayStation 4 format. And this was very exciting for me because that's what I was playing on mostly at the time. And it was great because they said, hey, the big thing with this is that we're going to be adding controller support so you can play with a controller rather than a mouse and keyboard. And they had never done that before. And the coolest part is in that meeting, we started talking and the lead developer was a retired Counter-Strike player. Now, for those of you that don't know, Counter-Strike, especially at that time, and if we're being honest right now, is far and away the biggest competitive game out there right now. And I mean, you're talking about millions of dollars in the prize pools for first place. And it was incredible because it was a guy I knew. it was not something I anticipated was going to happen. I was never anticipating meeting this individual. It turned out he played for a team I was I had started to follow very recently, and they were. It was a very cool opportunity to meet somebody like that. And he started telling me about his background and what he competed in, and all I could think of as a 17, 18 year old was, man, that dude did everything that I want to do. Well, we started talking about my background, and he was like, oh, that's very neat and all this. And towards the end of it, it just kind of became a friendly conversation, a friendly banter of sorts. And I was like, hey, with this playtest tomorrow, will there be controller support? And he said, yes, but with a caveat of, yes, it will be there. No, it won't function very well. We haven't actually done any full-scale development on it yet. That's what you guys are here to help us test. When we pump it out, you guys are going to test it and see if it works. And that was exciting for me because if there was one thing that I knew, it was a first-person shooter on a controller. That was my bread and butter. Well, I, in, again, friendly banter, said, I bet I could beat you tomorrow. Mostly joking, but also I was kind of serious. And he ribbed me back and was saying, oh, yeah, I bet, yada, yada. And I said, no, I'm going to bring in the controller, and I just want to see how it plays. If for nothing else, I want to see how it plays from a baseline and see where we need to build to or what I should expect, right? Because I wasn't the one that was going to be doing the building. I was just there as an intern to test the stupid thing. Well, that next day, the playtest rolls around, and I, for whatever reason, I play lights out. I don't know what happened. Call it a God thing. It was awesome. It was a fun time. It was a lot of people. And sure enough, I won. I actually did win. And that was a very cool experience because not just the obvious, but a couple of minutes after it ended, our door opened and a group of developers and the lead developer, the retired, you know, keyboard and mouse professional player, walked in all chuckling and laughing. And I remember him coming up to me and we started talking about this. And because of that, they gave me the opportunity to help build that controller support from the ground up, and it was something I never expected, especially not as an intern. Never expected. But it was an incredible opportunity, because for more than just the reasons of, oh, this is very cool and I get to do it, I built connections, I built relationships, professional relationships that are literally the reason that I work in the industry, in the career that I do now, the one that keeps a roof over my family's head. I can't thank those opportunities enough. And that's one thing for me that really inspires where we're at now and how I feel about gaming, because there is so much potential energy there. And as time has gone on, and as I have kind of pulled back from the competition, mostly for hand health issues, thank you, Carpal Tunnel, I have realized that I have been taking more of the casual gaming role. But with that, being out of my pigeonholed, I only play this game and I only play this flavor of this game, i.e. competitive, I'm starting to see things on a bigger picture, and I am being influenced by politics in a medium that never had it before, at least not to this scale. And that is why we're here now. Because as much as I love this industry, I refuse to sit idly by and wait and watch as woke ideology infects something that could be so good for so many people, which is why I love, I mean this wholeheartedly, this is why I truly love seeing competitive esports being brought onto college campuses. You can get scholarships for it now, and I personally believe that is a very good thing, and I will write about this, and we'll talk about this more. But as big of an opportunity that really is, it also has to be said that college campuses are also one of the most improperly influential places to be for a young person in the nation. And good things can be tainted. And I'm seeing it as somebody who graduated college and went through this whole process in the last, 5 years. It is difficult to see how twisted things are. And it was twisting heavily when I was in. But now I'm seeing it infecting everything else. And I do believe it to be very cancerous. And I refuse to sit here and not speak out about something that gave me so many opportunities in life. And truthfully, that's what this is about. And that's why this is going to be such an important merger of generations. Because I think people who don't care about video games, who don't know anything about video games, are going to find something from this podcast. I believe that this podcast in its own unique right is going to be able to propagate the four E's that Right Side Radio is established on. And that's why Right Side Media is such an important facet of that, because it's allowing us to spread that same influence. And so we're not going to back down from legitimate conversations, legitimately bad things in good places that are being infected. We're going to, if you know Hunt for the Red October, we're going to turn 315 on this. We're going to face it head on, and that's very important for me. So with that, I'm excited for you guys to stick around. I think you're going to really enjoy this. And like I said, I think this is going to be the crossing of the streams for a whole lot of people who, like I said, may not come to the same table. So with that, make sure you're getting subscribed. Go check out the YouTube channel. Go check out the Right Side Media YouTube channel. There's going to be playlists. I'm going to be uploading. There's probably going to be streams as well. This is going to be once every week. And I cannot wait for you guys to see what we have in store for this and for Right Side Media as a whole. So make sure you go to the website. Make sure you get subscribed and get tuned in, because we're not stopping. This train is picking up speed. And that's really all I got. I appreciate it so much. Tune in next week, because we're going to start off very hot and heavy. It is going to get, it's going to get a little rowdy, because we're going to be talking about some very heavily influenced political gaming in video games. And that's what this is all about. So tune in. Can't wait to see you guys next week, and I hope you all enjoyed. I'll see you later.